Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Times such as these, it says in the book of Esther. By my reading of the word, God was pretty happy with all the different flavors of human beings he created, and it was good. And yet, racism being installed in the minds of our kids. One man, I think, deserves massive credit for unveiling and fighting this at every single level. The left picked the wrong man to try to cancel. I said it at the time. Professor William Jacobson joins us, LegalInsurrection.com. Professor, it's been too long. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, yeah. And feel free to speak as loudly as I do. I want everybody to hear your voice, Professor.
Okay.
All right. So commonly, I read your site 3 to 4 times a day, and I've noticed your focus on critical race theory. I want to thank you for that. You took apart a piece of, well, some might say journalism, written by Alana Durkin Ricker for the Associated Press. She wrote, "Some Republicans claim the DOJ is treating Jan 6 defendants harshly because of their political views, while letting people involved in violence during last year's racial injustice protest off easy. Our review of court records tells a different story." Professor, I'm just going to shut up and let you just also dissect this for my audience.
Right. Well, this was a classic example of comparing apples and oranges. There's two very different circumstances. They did not try to compare the severity of the particular crimes, and they did not try to compare the law enforcement effort. What you had with Black Lives Matter is only the worst of the worst offenders, you know, people who set fire to police stations and things like that, being prosecuted. You didn't have everybody who was in attendance during a riot be prosecuted. But that is what you're having with January 6th. So for January 6th, you have some people who did commit violence, and I don't think anybody really is complaining about those people being prosecuted if they hit a policeman or sprayed a policeman in the face with maize or something like that. But you also have people who were merely there. You have people who were being prosecuted who were even never entered into the Capitol building, and that's the difference. So she's trying to say, well, the punishments were just as bad for the Black Lives Matter protesters, but those are the people who actually committed violence. With January 6th, the people being prosecuted, and most of them haven't even reached the sentencing stage yet, are people mostly who did not commit a violent act. So it's completely comparing apples to oranges. There is no question that the effort made, and the feds acknowledge this, the effort made to prosecute anybody in any way connected to what happened on January 6th is extraordinary at the federal level. They have they're putting all their resources. They're asking the public's help to identify people. And again, nobody's complaining about that for the people who committed violence. But if you just happen to attend a protest and you're standing outside the Capitol and you didn't hit anybody and you didn't commit an act of violence, you shouldn't be prosecuted for that, but people are being prosecuted. It would be the equivalent of everybody in the march at the Black Lives Matter protest being prosecuted because some percentage of the people committed violence. So it's completely apples and oranges. The attempt to destroy the lives of people who did not commit a violent crime. And, of course, what the feds are doing, I was reading about one, I think it was a DEA agent, who never entered the Capitol, okay, and he's being prosecuted. And they found a law to prosecute him that destruction to the Capitol grounds, that he was standing on the grass and he somehow destroyed the grass. That's what they're prosecuting him for. You don't see that. You don't see that with the Black Lives Matter protest, nor should you. If somebody's just standing on the street, okay, protesting, they shouldn't be prosecuted. You shouldn't be looking for a crime, okay? Oh, well, you were jaywalking, so we're going to now prosecute you for jaywalking because you were at this protest. So completely disproportionate. The AP article was, in my mind, completely intellectually dishonest.
No, I couldn't agree more. Professor William Jacobson's with us, legalinsurrection.com. It's a daily, it's fact multi. I read it multiple times a day. I suggest you do the same. I would say this, though, Professor. I think you and I can both agree that it's incredibly, incredibly sad and tragic that one of the founders of Black Lives Matter Incorporated, Patrice Cullors, is now imprisoned, one would say, in her $2 million home in Topanga Canyon, California, where she erected a fence to keep the hordes out. I feel so sad for her, given the view and the temperature and the neighborhood. I just shed tears. And on that comment, I want to bring this back to the, I want to ask you a lawyerly question. Professor, there were lawyers who followed Antifa and Black Lives Matter Incorporated around this country and were there to bail them out. Kamala Harris helped raise money for them. I've seen Rudy Giuliani disbarred. I've seen now people who made claims of election fraud that they're facing disbarment or at least censure. Is it okay from a legal ethical perspective to have groups of lawyers saying we are here to bail rioters out or even people who attempt to murder cops, as happened in multiple occasions, night after night in Portland and sadly attempted to burn cops to death as well? What are the ethical implications of lawyers doing that for people?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, lawyers should be protecting the constitutional rights of their clients. So if what they're doing is asserting a claim that under the law, under the statute, under whatever it happens to be, this person is entitled to bail, I don't see anything wrong with that. The problem is it only works in one direction.
Yes.
Where are all these lawyers defending the people who merely were constitutionally exercising their right to protest on January 6th, but are now being prosecuted, now losing their jobs, now being hounded out of society? So that's the problem. The problem is not that lawyers defended the constitutional rights of Black Lives Matter protesters. The problem is they don't do that for other types of protesters. And so it's completely disproportionate.
And we've seen, as I see it, a division where what I call the party, this is the technocrats and the leftists and Mockingbird Media members all joined into what I have now labeled the party, have indicated you do the party's bidding. You can do kind of anything you want. We're cool with that. The media is cool with that. Certainly Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are cool with that. We'll let these things go, as I see it. But if you dare challenge the party, the view on the COVID or the view on critical race theory, the view on the election results, then we're going to punish you. And